Today we're talking about your love-hate relationship with your bed. Why is waking up so hard?
Man, Ray, can we go to bed now?
Jared, we're already on air.
Oh, man. Whatever. Let's talk about that vid. Oh. Hey, it's VidTalk here in the 8 o'clock hour. And it's on ICRT, brought to you by VoiceTube, by the way. Feeling sleepy today. Every Monday night, 8 to 8:30 p.m. I'm JR, and...
Hi, everybody. My name is Ray.
And he's quite sober, though. So what VidTalk is about is we choose videos for you every Monday night, and we talk about them. And we show you the English that's used within the clips.
That's right.
It's quite easy.
Yeah, so VidTalk is video talk. It's the
Right. And every week we do give you a challenge. And that challenge is to leave a message on our website. It's voicetube.com/radio. Voicetube.com/radio. Leave your message and we might play your message during the next show. So today, this week, this Monday, right now, we're going to play the message that was left last Monday, okay?
That's right.
It's very easy. You can decide also the next episode, which video we're going to use for the next episode.
Right. So, in VidTalk, we have a website, voicetube.com/radio. In that, you can do two things. You can, first, answer our challenge. We every week, after English, we will challenge you to use these English, whether it's leave文字的留言还是语音的留言，在我们的网站留下留言的话呢，就有机会在 ICRT 每个礼拜一的 on air 时间听到你自己的回应，并且你可以在网站上面决定我们下个礼拜要讨论的影片是哪一个。
Right, it's voicetube.com/radio. Go there right now, okay?
And we have been receiving a lot of feedback from our listeners.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Thank you very much, by the way.
Yeah, through text messages or through voice messages on our website. And also, some people have been sending in mails.
So, what's the mail today? What we got?
So, we have a mail from Nelson. Can you, do you care to read it out for us, JR?
Nelson, you know, I feel like I know this person.
Really?
I have this hunch that I know this guy, but I'm not sure. But Nelson, if I know you... I know you. Okay, Nelson says, to whom it may concern, I just found out how fantastic is the VidTalk. Thank you so much for the service you've been offering. Man, you're awesome. Yeah, he also says, just want to say I believe it's it'll absolutely increase heaps of popularity if audiences like me can listen to VidTalk on VoiceTube apps. Especially offline. Good suggestion, by the way.
Yeah,
right?
Good suggestion.
He also says, or download it onto smartphones in an easier way. For example, download it from podcasts. Thank you so much again, and I hope your service can keep making English learning easier and more efficient. Cheers, Nelson.
Okay, in response to that, first of all, thank you very much for your email, Nelson. We've got your message. We're very happy that you like and enjoy our show. For our app, we do have a VoiceTube app. It's very popular on the iTunes Store, on the Google Play Store.
Right.
Yeah. As of right now, you can't really listen to it online, but it's in the progress. It's in the making.
You mean offline?
Online. But what you can do for the moment is that you can go to our website, voicetube.com/radio, and download our podcast. It's actually every single podcast that we have on air. It's actually on our website. You can scroll to the bottom of the page and find out, find the download links for every single episode.
It has a 下载 figure right there.
Yeah.
Press on that.
Yeah, so for the time being, you can go to our website and download the podcast. Put that into your phone and make do with that. 所以在我们的 VoiceTube app 上面呢，现在还没有办法听 VidTalk， 但是现在可以做的是，可以到我们的网站上面，我们网站 voicetube.com/radio， 可以下载我们所有，之前所在 ICRT 上面广播的节目都可以下载得到，所以你可以先在那边下载，并且放到手机里面听。
Okay, so today's show, this is the people's choice.
Yeah.
This is a video from D News. What's D News, by the way?
D News, it's a YouTube channel, and it's actually owned by the Discovery Channel.
All right, so shoot, what are we talking about today?
So it's actually very interesting to see what people choose every week, right? Last time, you remember what we talked about?
Dreaming?
Yeah, dreaming. So, how do the blind dream, right? How do the blind people dream? How do, seeing people dream? this week we're talking about something similar. So that kind of like says a lot about our audience. So our audience likes sleeping, I think.
So we're talking about sleep today. That's right.
Well, we're talking about the opposite of sleep today. We're talking about waking up today.
Oh, that's awesome.
Why is it so hard to wake up by the D News channel?
Okay, Ray, here's a question for you. Do you get grumpy when you get up, like 起床气?
Grumpy. I think I wouldn't really admit I'm grumpy, but I have to say I have this like period of time when I'm really unfocused and low in efficiency when I wake up.
I feel you.
So I need like a morning ritual in order to get me up and running. I need to at least give me some food before we can get down to business, you know.
So food is the key point right here for Ray.
Yeah, for me, I need to have breakfast. I tend to have a big breakfast. But what about you? Do you get grumpy?
No, I have the best temper when I get up.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
When do you wake up? Are you like a morning person or like a night owl?
Oh, I'm super early.
Really?
I wake up, I'm not going to tell you, but I wake up very, very early.
You're afraid of scaring the audience?
Yeah. Because I go to church to pray early in the morning.
I see.
So I get up early.
You have a reason to get up early.
And then I go back home and I sleep for a bit before I go to work.
Right? Oh. So how long do you need to sleep? How much sleep do you need?
As much as I can get.
That makes perfect sense.
Perfect sense, right. I wish I could sleep more if I didn't have to work.
But you wake up really early on a regular basis, right?
Right.
So today we're talking about waking up early. Do you have like any tips?
You know, I think the most important thing is you got to go to sleep early.
That is
the most important thing of all.
That's common sense, right?
Yeah,
you want to wake up early, you got to sleep early.
Yeah, 早睡早起, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So I tend to sleep before 10.
Before 10? Really?
Yeah, but it doesn't work out all the time.
Yeah. Yo, it's like the most a lifetime for the internet, 10 to 12.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But
you're missing out.
I miss out the nightlife, but I'm getting the morning life, right? Where there's no people. Where you can be like totally calm and peaceful. You know, I believe it doesn't sound like me, but
I'm trying to picture it. Yeah. Having a hard time.
How about you? What time do you get up usually?
I would like to be a morning person, right? Yeah. So I do set alarms like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Okay, usually, but
I usually wake up at 10 or 9, at 11.
Yeah. So today in this video, it's actually talking about why waking up is so hard, because a lot of people aspire to wake up early, like me, and really little people are like JR, who really succeeds and really form this habit of waking up early. So,
but it's still painful though. It's always painful. But
for me, I have to say, because I have a little bit of insomnia.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Insomnia. Oh man, I feel like I'm 10 years younger right now. Like we're singing in the car to the radio.
Oh, so this song by Craig David, Insomnia.
Love it.
I listen to this every night. Okay, let's take it down first.
Yeah, let's get back to what we're talking about.
Okay, so what was that called? Oh, right, insomnia. I do have a little bit of insomnia. This is kind of because I don't need that much sleep. When I sleep overdue, I get insomnia the next day. So for example, if I sleep at around like 11 and I wake up at 8
so or
later.
So you're sort of caught up in a vicious cycle.
Yeah. So
you need to jump out of it.
Right. So that's why I really desperately need to wake up earlier, because once I wake up later than I should, then that night I won't be able to sleep. That means later sleep time. That means later wake up time. That's
the vicious cycle
going on right there. So I have a little bit of insomnia, so I really look up to you being the early bird.
Yeah, I have to fight to win this early waking cycle, because I have to tell my friends, no, I'm not going to talk to you online anymore because I'm going to go to sleep right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So that's
going
to
happen. It takes will.
It takes will, and it costs you friendship.
How many friends have you lost because of this?
Uncountable. Okay, so you said that you have like an alarm clock for 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Do you use your snooze button?
Yes, I do. I snooze a lot.
How much time does it prolong? Like,
I think
minutes?
I set it for 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yeah, so it rings every 5 minutes.
That's not going to be useful at all.
But it gives up after five tries. Uh-huh. So after like 25 minutes, at 8:30, it gives up. It's like, okay, so you're probably not going to wake up. So I'm going to stop snoozing you. But I do that for every hour. So uh-huh. I get 5 to 5:30. That's the snooze period. 6 to 6:30.
Is that healthy? Like, does that really help you? Or
So according to the video, what we've learned today, if you looked at the video, it's actually not healthy scientifically. If you snooze a lot.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. If you snooze a lot, it says that it's not going to help you because it actually comes down to the four stages of sleep. Mm-hmm. We have four stages of sleep. The first, it's a light sleep, and then you go to different stages of sleep until the final stage, where it's the rapid eye movement sleep, where you get dreams.
REM, right?
Yeah, REM.
Rapid eye movement.
Right, we know all about that one. But if you snooze, that means you're not actually gradually waking yourself up. You're actually going back to the earlier stages of sleep. And you're going like all back into the sleep cycle, which is bad because you're just going to get even more tired every turn. So that is exactly why snoozing, it's not good for you.
There you go.
Snoozing 就是贪睡键嘛，贪睡键其实对你来说是不好的。根据这个影片呢，贪睡键只会让你把你丢回去更早的这个睡眠的一个 cycle 里面，睡眠的一个 cycle， how do you call
cycle? Like a 循环。
循环 right,
right
循环。
My Chinese is good.
I was thinking about like bicycle, 脚踏车。所以你会把它它会把你丢到更早的一个睡眠循环，
它会一直打断你的，
会打断你的睡眠。对，所以其实呢 snooze button 就是这个贪睡键，对你来说是不健康不好的，所以不要再 snooze buttons. I'm talking to myself, by the way.
We know, but we all love it still.
Yeah. So how do we wake up better according to the video?
Well, I actually knew this before I saw the video, uh-huh. and that's daylight.
Oh, okay.
So like 7 or 8 in the morning, I get sunlight in my room, and I just wake up naturally.
Oh.
Yeah, but I do wake up before that, as I just said, but then I go back for a little nap, and then I tend to wake up at 6 or 7, and that's when the daylight comes in, and I wake up naturally.
So the natural sunlight actually helps you be aware that it's time to wake up, rise and shine.
Right. There's scientific research on this, and it showed in the video as well, but we're going to be talking about that in just a bit, right? So as we just mentioned, if you want to check out the video, go to our website right now. That's
voicetube.com/radio.
voicetube.com/radio. Check out the video as we hit a short break right here, and we're gonna be back in just like that.
See you in a bit.
Hey, and welcome back to VidTalk on ICRT, brought to you by VoiceTube every Monday night, 8 to 8:30 p.m. This is JR and
Ray. Hi, guys. Welcome back.
That's right.
Are you trying to remind our audience that we're talking about waking up?
Yes, we're talking about sleeping and waking up today.
No, we're actually going into the English education section.
Right. I almost forgot in my dreams. So this is the part where we get to the English that was used in the clip.
Right, that's right.
And we're going to be talking, we're going to give you some examples. We're gonna give you the audio, and we're gonna be talking about it.
这个部分就是我们会教做一些英文的教学。那影片里面用到的英文用法、一些片语、一些单字，那我们会给你影片里面首先讲的这个句子，然后给你翻译，并且给你一些用法跟例句。
All right, so Ray, what is our first sentence today?
So our first sentence is right here. Let's have a here.
All right, shoot.
Scientific symptoms of sleep inertia are poor memory and reaction time, inability to perform basic math, and the suffering of alertness or attention.
睡眠迟钝的症状包括记忆力差、反应迟钝、无法做基本的算术、无法提高警觉、失去注意力等。
Scientific symptoms of sleep inertia are poor memory and reaction time, inability to perform basic math, and the suffering of alertness or attention. You know, I don't even have to have sleeping inertia to have poor math.
It's just every day. That's just like regular
JR. Yeah, that's regular JR. Math sucks.
Okay, 我们这边要看的是 the inability to perform. 所以这边有想要什么 scientific symptoms of sleep inertia. 所以这边 sleep inertia, inertia 这个字是什么？就是它是惯性的意思。嗯，所以 sleep inertia 是你还在睡眠，有没有？然后睡到一半突然被叫醒，所以有一个睡眠的惯性。那这边我们讲的是睡眠迟钝，所以有一些症状嘛，像是 poor memory 记忆力差 ，reaction time 反应迟钝，然后无法做基本的算术 ，inability to perform basic math. 我们这边要看的是 the inability to. What does that mean, JR?
Well, it means not able to do something, not capable of something.
Yeah, yeah.Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. 所以这边的话是 ability 嘛，就是能力。我们加上前面这个字首 in 就变成是反义，所以能力变成是没有能力。So ability, inability. What else? We have capability,
right? Capability,
and incapability, and competence, incompetence. 所以这些都是能力无法，就是有能力跟没有能力，前面加上 in.So inability to do something. 所以在这边的是无法做基本的算术，所以就是 the inability to perform. 这边 perform 就是动词 basic math. Okay, so JR, can you make like a example sentence with that?
Well, me and Ray, we have an inability of some kind.
What?
We have an inability to form a serious conversation on the air.
On the
air, we're always silly.
Right. Okay. That's kind of true. 我们无法在这个 ICRT 的这个 Vital 上面呢，这个做很沉这个有深度的这个严肃的话题，
right. We have to be funny. Yeah.
Okay. So that's a good sentence.
What's the second sentence for today? Let's go.
People in this stage aren't responsive when you call their name, and abnormal behaviors like bedwetting or sleepwalking are a part of the end of this stage.
在此睡眠阶段的人对于外界的呼叫不会有反应。那尿床或者是梦游等异常行为则通常发生在此阶段的末期。
Do you wet your bed?
No, no. Let's just get to that sentence.
People in this stage aren't responsive when you call their name and abnormal behaviors like bedwetting, like Ray, or sleepwalking, or are a part of the end of this stage.
Okay.
I was really
bedwetting. Okay.
I was distracted right there.
此睡眠状态的人对外界的呼叫不会反应，所以我们这边要看的是这个阶段的人。So people in this stage aren't responsive. 他们不会有反应，所以 responsive. So responsive, it comes from the word respond, right? R-E-S-P-O-N-D,、mm-hmm. 就是反应的意思。So respond, if you, that's a verb, right? A verb. And if you change that into a noun, that would be response.
Response.
R-E-S-P-O-N-S-E,、mm-hmm. response. And then if you turn it into another form, into the adjective form, that's responsive.
Responsive.
So responsive, can you make a sentence with that? Responsive.
I actually have a story here.
Okay.
When I was in junior high school, I liked to play basketball. Mm-hmm. And there was one day I was playing basketball on this concrete basketball court.
Okay.
So I totally blacked out and wasn't responsive after tripping and hitting my head on the concrete basketball court.
Ow.
That hurt. I actually didn't black out.
Uh-huh.
I whited out.
White? So you see white.
Yeah. It was like having a dream. Like all of a sudden everything was white and I saw my auntie.
Uh-huh.
Come up to me and slap my face like bam bam, wake up, wake up, wake up. And then all of a sudden I woke up and I saw my friend, like he was worried to death. He thought I was dead.
Interesting.
He was slapping my face.
You're always getting hurt. You're always sharing stories about you getting hurt, like your knee, your ankle and your head.
That's true. That's true. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just too active.
Yeah, you're a risk taker.
Yeah, 太过动了。
Okay, so this is responsive. This is 有反应的 responsive.
Mm-hmm.
So you can also say you're alert or you're aware of something. Mm-hmm. You're responsive to something.
Right. Okay. Next sentence.
If your alarm goes off when you're in stage three, the deepest of sleep, then you'll be jolted awake and you'll get the worst of sleep inertia.
如果闹铃在第三阶段时响起，也就是你最熟睡的时候，那你就会猛然醒过来，而且会有严重的睡眠迟钝。
If your alarm goes off when you're in stage three, the deepest of sleep, then you'll be jolted awake and you'll get the worst of sleep inertia.
In the video, it says that it's a feeling of being hit by a truck.
Yeah,
a truck when you're waking
that
up.
That describes it 100%, getting hit by a truck, like, or even getting hit by an airplane.
So we're looking at goes off here. So the alarm goes off. So when I say the alarm goes off or the alarm went off, what do I mean?
It means it sounded off.
Yeah, it sounded off. It's just on.
响起来了。
响起来了。
Right.
Okay. 那 go off 它其实是 go 加上一个介系词 off 嘛，它变成叫做这个叫做动词， 动词片语。Mm-hmm. So go, it can be mixed with a lot of different prepositions to form different meanings. So for example, go away.
Oh, go away, right.
就是走开嘛。And go on, you can go on doing something.
My heart will go on.
The Titanic theme song, yeah. right? And then there's go out, we're going out. 我们要出门。Go along, go with.
Go with.
跟着一个人。
Right. Go with the flow.
Yeah, go with the flow. 随着其他人一起做某件事情。
Mm-hmm. Right.
So go off, go away, go on, go out, go along, go with. All these phrasal verbs for you to learn.So, let us still look at an example sentence with go off, Jr.
You know, there's a lot of earthquakes in Taiwan, right?
Right, right.
A lot of foreigners are not used to that at all. Mm-hmm. So they get frightened when they're here. We also have earthquake drills.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
So, the sirens went off during the drill.
So, sirens is 什么?
Siren, like 警报。
警报,对。
The sirens went off.
响起了。对,当我们在演习的时候呢,警报响起了。Right, so that's how you use go off. Mm-hmm. Easy enough.
Okay, next sentence.
And don't set alarms every half an hour. You're not gradually waking yourself up. You're interrupting and restarting your sleep cycle over and over again.
也不要每半个小时就设一个闹铃，你不会渐渐把自己叫醒，反而你是不断的打断，然后重新开始你的睡眠。
And don't set alarms every half hour. You're not gradually waking yourself up. You're interrupting and restarting your sleep over and over again.
So this is why the snooze button is not a good idea, right?
And you do it every five minutes.
I need to stop doing that. So don't set alarms every half hour. 不要每半个小时就设一个闹钟。You're not gradually waking yourself up. 你不会渐渐地把自己叫醒。Okay? So gradually waking yourself up. What is gradually?
Gradually is like...Slowly,
yeah, yeah,
越来越
越来慢慢的逐
渐的
so、
right.
Slowly, bit by bit. Also, you can say progressively. You're progressively waking yourself up. So, don't set alarms every half hour. You're not progressively waking yourself up.、Mm-hmm. You're actually messing yourself up, right? messing your sleep cycle.
Right. And for an example, right here, me and Ray are gradually falling asleep while we're doing this show.
We are. I'm not aware of that.
Wait,
hold on, we're not done yet. We have our final sentence. Okay, let's move on.
Get on to our next sentence.
Yeah, before you fall asleep.
I used to be a night owl. I'd be up till 2-3 in the morning, wake up midday. But having to be up every day for DNews has made me a morning person in some ways, and it's completely changed my sleep-wake cycle, and you know what? I kind of love it.
我以前是夜猫子，两三点才睡，中午才起床。但自从每天要来 DNews， 我也慢慢变成早鸟了，整个改变了我的睡眠时程。
I used to be a night owl. I'd be up till 2-3 in the morning and wake up midday. But having to be up every day for DNews has made me a morning person in some ways, and it's completely changed my sleep-wake cycle.
So I used to be a night owl. 我以前是夜猫子。So I'd be up until 2-3 in the morning, 两三点才睡。Okay, and wake up midday. 所以这边要看的是 I used to be a night owl. Night owl. What is night owl?
People who burn the midnight oil, don't go stay up very late.
Right, right. Why we coined this expression is because of the nature of that animal, owl, right?
Owl, 猫头鹰.
猫头鹰, they're nocturnal. 他们是夜行性的.
So
they are up and active during the night and they sleep in the morning. Mm-hmm. So that's why we call people who do the same thing, have the same schedule, have the same agenda, we call them night owls.
Like.
So the opposite of night owl, come to think of it, it's what?JR, you are a
morning person.
Morning person, that is right. So,
person.
Night owl, morning person, those are antonyms. Okay, so these are the five sentences of today.
And that wraps up the English part for today, but we still have your challenge. We're challenging you to go onto our website, which is voicetube.com/radio right now, and leave your message. It can be a voice message, it can be a text message, either way.Suit yourself. Leave a message and we just might use your sentences. We'll check it up for you first. We might use it for next week's show.
所以呢到我们的网站 voicetube.com 写信 radio 就可以留下你的语音或者是文字的留言让我们可以选择你的留言在下一次的节目播出 And we do have two winners today. One text, one voice message that we're going to play for you on air today.
So the text message was left from Ashley. So Ashley, she wrote a text message actually. She wrote It shouldn't come as a surprise that people enjoy VidTalk.
I agree with that.
Thank you very much.
So it shouldn't come as a surprise. 这边是我们上礼拜讲的嘛，这还可以怎么讲？ It is not surprising.
It's not surprising, right? Right,
right. It is obvious. Right, so it is not surprising that people enjoy VidTalk. It is obvious that people enjoy VidTalk. Okay, and the next message is a voice message from Reina. Let's give it a hear first, and we'll have JR read it out for us. Yeah.
The more homework I have, the less time I have for my family.
The more homework I have, the less time I have for my family.
Okay, well, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, you're making excuses.
所以呢，有越多，我有越多的功课，我就越少时间可以陪我的家人。所以这个是我们上次讲的 the more something, the more something. She actually gave it a twist here. She used the more something, the less something. 所以越多的话就越少什么。
Right. But as I said, she's making excuses because if you had less homework, you'd be out playing with your friends.
Not spending time with your family,
right?
Okay, that's funny. Okay, so these are the two responses we got to today, this week, from Ashley and Rena. Thank you very much for your response, and good job on your sentences.
Right, very good. So once again, go to our website and accept our challenge. Leave us your message, either text or voice, and also help us choose out the
next
video.
Next episode, yeah, the video for our next episode.
For next Monday, right.
Yeah, for next Monday.
帮我们选择一下我们下礼拜要谈什么样的主题，然后可以上去票选。
I wonder if they will choose something related to sleep again.
Yeah, I'm wondering how this will go on after waking up. After dreams and waking up, what's going to be next?
Like, what is your morning ritual? What is your morning schedule?
Yeah.
Getting ready with me or something.
Yeah, what's work like? Something like that. Yeah. But anyways, thank you very much for listening to the show today. Once again, this is VidTalk, brought to you by VoiceTube on ICRT. My name is JR.
And I'm Ray.
And if you want to look us up, you can always go to the VoiceTube website and the Facebook as well. You can check us up individually as well. Mine is JR Lee Radio.
And mine is Ray Do English with a D-U.
Yeah, 脸书, Ray Do English.
Right.
JR Lee Radio. All right. So see you guys next Monday.
See ya.
See ya.
We have fun, right?
Yeah, we have fun.
Now we can go to sleep. Bye.
本节目由 VoiceTube 制作提供，想看更多有趣影片学英文，请到 VoiceTube.com。